Yeah, hello.
Hello, my name is Carol, returning a call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
Are you returning a phone call?
Yes, and your call back, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So I called last Monday because there was a charge on my card for $67. It was like a sweepstake thing. There was nothing in there that says like a $67, I don't know what you call it, like membership fee or whatever. So I canceled it, and the lady that I talked to said that there was going to be like a $200 voucher code that was sent to my email within 24 to 48 hours that I could use on the website. And there was nothing that I got sent. So then I called back on Thursday or Friday, and the girl that I spoke with, her name was Dominique, and she said that I told her I didn't receive it like I was told I was going to. And she said that it would be another 24 to 48 hours before I received it because she had to send it to, I guess, her supervisors or something. I've checked my spam mail. I've checked everything, and I still have not received it.
Okay. Let me check his email. What's your zip code, please?
46158.
46158?
Yes.
What's your first and last name, please?
Dominique Kosai.
Give me one moment, please. Okay, yes, ma'am. For security purposes, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address, please?
3505 East Centenary Road, Mooresville, Indiana, 46158.
Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one more moment. My system is loading, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will be back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here just reviewing an account. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because to be honest, I'm getting a little irritated at this point.
Okay, ma'am, just to verify your email that we have on file, let's see. DKHOTSAY at the number 8. I'm sorry, DKHOTSAY, the number 8 at gmail.com.
No, it's DKH as in Henry, O, T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, AY, the number 8, at gmail.com.
Okay. Yes, and that's how I stated, man. I had messed up, so I had started over. It said it was sent out on November the 4th, but you called in and to talk to one of our agents. This was sent out at 3:13 p.m. on November the 4th.
Today?
November
no,
the 4th.
I never received it. So the girl that I talked to, because I had asked her what was the, like, who was it going to be sent from?
Right.
And she told me, and then I asked her, okay, what is going to be in the subject line so I know? And she said, voucher code is going to be in the subject line. I have not received anything. I've checked my spam. I have checked everything.
Okay. Give me one moment, sweetheart. Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just checking my supervisor. Please give me one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mommy's now out of breath.
Are you running through the door?
Walking very fast.
Yeah. It's literally just liquid.
Yes, and she's gonna cry when I put it on.
Mama,
I'm gonna cut it. No, I'm not, Milani. But, excuse me, I apologize. Yes, I was.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. She was basically asking for me to ask you, did the girl you talked to basically give you an email from support@trytrueproductsforliz.com?
No. You mean the one that gave me the email?
Yes, ma'am.
No, she said it was coming from consumer. Hold on, I'll look. I got it because I put it in my notes.
Right. Okay.
Consumer Direct Savings Store.
No, ma'am. She gave you the false information. I do apologize about that. It's coming from support@trytrueproductsforliz.com.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
Try is a lowercase, a T-R-Y, and then true is T-R-U, the T is capital.
Okay.
And products is the P is capital too. For is the F is capital and the L is capital also. So it should be saying support@trytrueproductsforliz.com.
Okay. What is the subject line going to say?
It should say voucher code. It should be like a link that comes with your voucher code.
Okay, hold on.
Yes,
ma'am. Let me... Searching it now. Hold on.
You're fine. Yes, ma'am.
And you said on November 4th?
Yes, sir. Just double check. Yes, sir. November the 4th.
I have nothing. I did a search for it in my email, and I have nothing.
Even your spam folder is support@trytrueproductsforliz.com?
I searched those folders.
Okay. And it's nothing coming up for that email, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Gianna. Sorry, Ben. I know, I just said sorry, okay?
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just advising my supervisor that you have not received it. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I have consulted with her, ma'am. Basically, what she's doing, ma'am, she's sending it to our corporate office, ma'am. She did advise me to give you the email also so you can basically advise them you have not received your gift card. You can also support, text them as support.
Okay.
Yes,
hold on one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way it can be sent to a different email address?
Let me try to see. Listen, talk with advising her. Make me one moment, please. One moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. She said I can basically update the email so it can come to another email address since they have tried more than one time to send it to the other email. So, yes, ma'am. What email do you want to put on the file so it can be sent to that one, ma'am?
Okay. So, don't laugh at it because it's, like, super, super, super old.
I'm not going to laugh at it, okay?
Okay. It's Avon, A, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy. C, U, T as in Tom, I, E, 04, at AOL.com.
Okay, so we have A as in Apple, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, U as in Umbrella, T as in Tom, I as in letter I, E as in Edward, 04AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay, let me just update that. Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. It should be received to that one, ma'am. If it hasn't, and within 24 to 48 hours, ma'am, just let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.